This series of lectures is brought to you by America's Promise of Phoenix, Arizona. The primary theme of this seminar, this summer seminar held at Mountain Air, New Mexico, is God's command to America to come out of Babylon. And each of the speakers have addressed that topic in his own perspective. Now, here to open the conference is Pastor Sheldon Emery of the Lord's Covenant Church of Phoenix, Arizona. And here is Pastor Emery.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I welcome you all to the 1984 America's Promise Family Bible Retreat. I know many of the folks who have spoken to me during the last few hours before we began here have mentioned that Pastor Emery is here by the grace of God, and I realize that, and I think all of my family does. And I'd also like to remind you that you're all here by the grace of God also. You know, God Almighty would be justified long ago in having destroyed the Israel people. His word gives us adequate evidence that we have sinned, our fathers have sinned, our ancestors have sinned, to the extent that under his law, we could be destroyed as a people and would have been long ago if it were not for the grace of God Almighty toward his people Israel. So I think as we open this conference and as we spend this week here in the blessed presence of our Savior Jesus Christ and of the Christians, that we remember that we're all here and we're doing what we're doing and we're going to be coming into the kingdom by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and for nothing that we have ever done or ever deserved in and of ourselves. You know, in Malachi 3, this is the last almost the last page of the Bible, it's the last prophet, and I read in verse 1 of chapter 3, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." And we believe, of course, that is in a reference to Jesus Christ, and one of the reasons, or perhaps I should say the major reason that this messenger would come, this messenger of the covenant, is in verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God who hath promised is faithful to his own promise, and he has made promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to the Israel people, which he will keep. Now the theme of the conference this year is, paraphrase, "Come out of Babylon." And we take that from Revelation 18, verses 1 through 4. If you'll turn with me and read those verses. I doubt if there is anyone here who has not seen by their Bible study and listening to the identity preachers that this strange thing called Mystery Babylon is extant upon the earth and has taken control of not only the rest of the earth but also our Israel nations. And this is told in these last chapters of Revelation. And then as God gives us this prophecy and promise of the fall of Babylon, he begins this way in chapter 18 of Revelation. John sees this vision, which is recorded here for us. "And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." And I believe we can see that as we look at our own country and the rest of the nations, the uncleanness of government and society and everything in it is becoming manifest. And this is what God said, we would see this, or it would be made known as Babylon is fallen. "For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." So as this great end-time Antichrist world system is exposed, God's people will see her, and then, for the first time in history, they will be able to answer this call, "Come out of her." It is impossible for our people to come out of Babylon until they have some general understanding of what Babylon is, because we go along with her system and we join in the same sins of Babylon in many cases unknowingly. And we won't know that until we study God's Word and look at the world system and look at our society, and then we'll begin to recognize this. And apparently that recognition will come during Babylon's fall. And thank God we're not looking for the rise of Mystery Babylon, we're looking for her fall. I know some of our fundamentalist friends are still waiting for some great Antichrist to rise and take over the earth. Well, thank God we're looking for that Antichrist to be dissolved and destroyed and the end of that Antichrist rule upon the earth. But as this description is given in Revelation 17 and 18 here of Babylon's falling and Babylon's destruction, God's people are called to come out. And there are two reasons given in this verse 4 why we should come out. It should be enough that God tells us to leave Babylon, but he gives us two very excellent and valid reasons why we should. That ye be not partakers of her sins, so that you will not be committing and involved in the same sins for which Babylon is going to be destroyed. And that you receive not of her plagues. God is going to bring a judgment on this great city that is described here in Revelation 17 and 18. And God is telling his people, he's warning them, he's giving us a command to come out of her so we are not punished or do not receive the same judgment as Babylon. Turn with me for a moment back to Jeremiah 51. These chapters 49, 50, and 51 are also a prophecy of Babylon. It seems when you first read them that this might be the old city until you read all the way through. Jeremiah 51, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me a destroying wind. So this is a prophecy of a destruction of something called Babylon. And will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. This is God's destruction of something called Babylon. And in verse 6 we read, Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. So Jeremiah the prophet had the same message that John saw in vision over 2,000 years later of God calling his people out of something called Babylon so they would not be injured or destroyed in the destruction of this great entity. In verse 10, we read this marvelous promise, The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. And I believe that verse and others in chapter 51 indicate this is not a prophecy of the old empire of Babylon, because the good news of Babylon's destruction here in Jeremiah was to be declared in Zion, in end time Israel. God's Israel people are the ones who are to hear the good news that Babylon is fallen and Babylon is going to be destroyed. Now, thank God for missionaries who do take God's word and the story of Jesus Christ to the heathen. But to the heathen, this message of Babylon's fall would have no meaning, because they would have nothing in their past history that would give them an understanding of freedom under God's law in relation to the captivity in which they live, because they have always lived under Babylon. Israel has not. Israel has lived in freedom at some rather short and brief times in their history. But anyway, the declaration of the work of God is to be done in Zion. In verse 33, we read this in Jeremiah, For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her. yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come. This is not the old mother. This is the daughter that Jeremiah is writing about here, and he again describes that destruction of this thing called Babylon. Then in verse 63 and 64, "And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates." Jeremiah was to take this record of Babylon's fall, or the prophecy of it, put a stone on it, throw it into the river, and thou shalt say, "Thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary." Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. So he likens the end of this Babylon in Jeremiah to a stone thrown in a river. And you can imagine that's total. The stone simply goes down, sinks, that's the end of it. You couldn't find it if you wished to. And this is comparable, of course, to Revelation. Turn over to Revelation 18. As he ends the story of her destruction, he says, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles." This is verse 20. "And prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all." Both Jeremiah and John saw or were given the same prophecies of the absolute total destruction of this thing called Babylon, like a stone or a rock thrown in a river or in the sea. And that's the end of it. So we know this has to be the end of the world system. Now there's more in the comparisons here between Jeremiah and Revelation, and you should read chapter 50 and 51 along with Revelation 18 and 19. "For would to God that we could carry this message to our Israel brethren as they look at the Bible, and they do look for the return of Jesus, but they see an entirely different thing because the ministers are telling them that these prophecies, most of them, will be fulfilled after they're gone in the rapture. And yet these prophecies are being fulfilled before their very eyes, and the very end of Babylon is almost upon us, and they do not know that good news. In fact, I feel very sorry for either Christians who believe in the so-called pre-tribulation rapture, or some of my Christian friends who understand communism but do not understand the kingdom message, because they look for a great and terrible destruction to be visited upon this nation, upon its people, and to a great extent upon their own children and grandchildren and their own relatives. And they see nothing in the Bible of the deliverance that we see, because we see the fall of Babylon. All they see is its rise. They see an Antichrist world system coming. And we say, no, the Antichrist world system is here, and we simply wait for its end. And you'll find in Jeremiah 51 and in Revelation 18, verse 24, "And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." So this great thing, as it is destroyed, the people of the earth, and especially Israel first, will see that this Antichrist, unjust, wicked world system was responsible for all the destruction upon the earth. And when it's gone, then God's kingdom will come, and the day may not be too far off when we then see the fulfillment of the beginning of chapter 19. "And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." I think that day is much closer, perhaps, than our fundamentalist brethren believe, and I believe that's a great message that God's people have to carry to America and Canada and the rest of the Israel nations, that the time is coming when God will avenge the blood of Israel upon this great mysterious city called Babylon. And then we will be able to proclaim, and we'll be able to see the beginning of God's kingdom upon the earth. That's why you people are here, and that's what you're going to hear about this week. And you're going to hear about ways in which you can pray and believe and study and work that you might come out of Babylon. And then God can destroy Babylon without affecting you. He'll deliver you out of that great system in that great city to bring her down and destroy her.